Hey, do you know somebody struggling? Offer a word just to let them know that you care. Share the joy. We're doing the same right here today on Homecoming Radio.
Hello and come on in. This is the place where Gaither Homecoming and radio intersect. It's why we call it Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. We've lined up many of your favorites today, old and new, fresh and refreshed and all, with a message that never changes: the gospel. I'm Daniel Britt, welcoming Buddy Green to the show today. I like that. Gerald Wolf is here.
Welcome back.
Hey, there's Ken Davis.
Hello.
Welcome, Gene McDonald.
Hello, folks.
And Kevin Williams. Hey. Joyce Martin.
Howdy. Hey.
And Tori Taft.
Thank you.
Of course, bringing gospel music home, it's our homecoming leader. Here he is, Bill Gaither. Today, we've resolved to give away so much joy, we might just break a record, Bill.
Oh, that's right. And my guests today are all joy givers. Woody Wright, Josh Turner, Joseph Happeneck. Hey, it's going to be a good day.
It is a good day, Bill. We're going to start off with the whole homecoming gang featuring our own Howard Goodman. Yeah. Brother Howard.
Howard.
The unclouded day.
Oh, they tell me of a home far beyond the sky. Oh, they tell me of a home far away. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day. Of a land of cloudless day. Of a land of an unclouded sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise.
He smiled for his children there, and his smile proud and solemn all the way. Oh, they tell me that no tears ever come again.
That's Howard Goodman and the homecoming team singing Unclouded Day on Homecoming Radio.
Love it.
And my public service announcement today is this: right is still right, even if you're standing all alone.
Ooh, that's good.
That hits home, yeah.
Very deep.
Well, this is a theme, if there ever was one, throw your heart wide open. Here's the Gaither Vocal Band.
If you want more happy than your heart will hold, if you want to stand taller if the truth were told, take whatever you have and give it away. If you want less lonely and a lot more fun and deep satisfaction when the day is done,
by. He waved me over with a look in his eye and started breaking off some ears of corn. Here, boy, today this corn is just right. Boil it up for your supper tonight. I've learned it's true what my pappy used to say. Nothing's quite as good. day in the garden with my Uncle Sam. So I hope you'll hear these words I have to say. There are two kinds of folks, takers and givers. There's gripers and complainers and big-hearted livers. It depends on how we choose to spend our days. We can hoard up all we've got or give it all away. If you want more happy than your heart will hold, if you want to stand tall and if the truth were told, take whatever you have and give it away.
I'm Dean.
And Kim Hopper. Hey, Gene, what time is it?
Well, it's time for a Mayberry moment.
Oh, I like Mayberry moments. Oh,
listen
Let's
to that
do
theme.
That.
Yeah. Yeah.
There it is.
One of the most iconic shows in television history, the common sense family-oriented storylines of the Andy Griffith Show certainly left its mark on millions, including our resident trivial expert to bring you this Mayberry moment. Here's Kevin.
No question. Who told Barney this? Nobody leaves a wash basin the way you do.
That was the woman that was the his landlord.
He rented from Mrs. Mendelbright. That's right. He rented a room
landlady.
From.
Oh my gosh.
And then Barney was known, this is just a side note, he was known for reciting this rhyme: call the doctor, call for the nurse, call for the lady with the alligator purse. I just love that. What musical instrument did Briscoe Darlin play? Remember Mr. Darling?
Oh, Mr. Darling.
Played the jug. And who owns the actual jug from the show now? It's in possession of some. I own some of the props from the show, but I do not own the jug.
Wow.
Who owns the jug?
But you know who owns the
Andy
jug?
Andy Andrews owns the jug.
No way.
Owns Briscoe Darling's jug.
Wow. You can't hide money.
I have I have Howard Sprague's phone, and I have a book from Helen Crump's classroom,
oh
and I have some dishes from the
from
Aunt B's cupboards.
Oh, my gosh.
But he has the jug.
Where do you go to get that kind of stuff?
Well, the prop masters will put it on sale from time to time. It'll actually hit eBay from time to time.
All right.
But Andy bribed a prop master to get the jug. All right, let's find a good one to end on here.
Now I know what to do with all my old harmonicas.
There
you go. This is one Barney played.
That's right.
You know, you got it.
Okay, what was Andy's favorite magazine? That's a good one. Anybody know? Think of the time period.
Field and Stream.
Good guess, but no.
National Geographic.
National Geographic.
Yes.
Wins, and there we go. There we conclude the segment.
You guys. I love it.
Here now is Gold City on Homecoming Radio.
To the weary traveler, walking down life's road, to the one who's heavy laden, trying to bear the load, to the soldier who's been wounded in the battle for the Lord, to lift up the bloodstained banner, don't lay down the sword. Hold on a little longer, help is on the way. Hold on a little longer, you'll find strength today. Walk on a little farther, His holy word obey. Hold on a little longer, for help is on the way.
You're gonna look and see through your tears. Any second, you're gonna realize there's a holy presence near.
And you'll witness all the strongholds of the enemy fall down. Hold on a little longer, soon you'll hear sweet victory sound. Hold on a little longer.
Is on the way here on Homecoming Radio. Joyce.
Okay, so one of the things that gospel music is known for is like collaborations.
Mm-hmm.
And we love singing with our friends. Tori, Russ, and Jeff and Sherry.
Oh, come on.
What a combo, right?
What a combo. He loves both of their voices individually, loves them even more together, but he had so much fun with this song. One Way, Jeff and Sherry Easter. Featuring the lovely and talented Rusta.
Yeah, Russell.
Yeah. I love
More
it.
Talented than lovely.
No, that's true. You have a point.
There's only one way to get it, one way to keep it, one way to show it, one way to see it, one way to know it, and one way to praise His name. Only one way to give it, one way to sing it, one way to live it, one way to speak it,
must-have, everybody on Homecoming Radio.
Nobody does it like that.
Accompanying Jeff and Sherry Easter. I love them.
Here's something to think about. You can't be separated from God's love. Mm. And that is great reason for boasting in God.
Yes.
Good. Here are Bob Kane and the Homecoming Friends.
There was a time when time to me was nothing but a clock on the wall. No direction or purpose in life, no reason for singing at all. But what a change there has been since I heard about Jesus and I asked him in, into my heart, and I answered his highest call. I've got a new song, a new song to sing. My life is filled with a new melody. I have a new heart that's overflowing with a feeling that I can't explain. I have a peace inside, a peace I can feel. I don't understand it, but I know it's real. I have a new song, a new song to sing. I've got a new song to sing. Just when I thought that life was as good as life could ever get, I was reading the Bible and the Word of God says that I ain't seen nothing yet. Someday the trumpet is going to sound and all of God's children gonna leave the ground, headed for heaven to praise Him face to face.
So encouraging and fun to hear from you. Emails and letters at homecomingradio.com, such as these.
Sharon writes, love Homecoming Radio. We named our third daughter after Gloria. She is a delight. Keep up the good work. We hear you on WUND in Princeton, Illinois.
Who'd you name the first two after? Just curious.
One was Cheryl.
Asking for a friend.
Hovey. And Pam says, I hear you every day on the satellite. If I have to miss a show, I'm bummed all day long. I especially like Kevin's wacky words.
Aww.
You folks bring great joy and encouragement to my soul.
And Althea says, I'm from Jamaica, a great fan of you and the music. You soothe my spirit and thrill my soul. I hear your blessings on NCU FM, as well as your CDs and online. Thanks for caring enough to do the program.
That's nice.
You know what? We love to get your notes, so just stay in touch. It's homecomingradio.com. Chris Tomlin wrote this. I think it's one of his very, very best songs. Jesus Messiah.
He became sin, who knew no sin, that we might become His righteousness. He humbled himself and carried the cross. Love so amazing.
Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners. From heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord of all. His body the bread, his blood the wine, broken and poured out, all for love.
And the veil was torn.
Love so amazing. Love so amazing. Jesus Messiah. Blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah.
Our goal today was to try to encourage you and find someone you know that just needs a hug of encouragement. Just to let them know that you're there. You
come
care.
Here, Bill.
Yeah.
Come here.
Just to let you know that you care, to share the joy. It's so much better to give away. See you back here next time.
Hey, we're keeping the connection going 24/7 online at homecomingradio.com, a place where you can
hear more of us online, download our smartphone app, see the dates, times, and places for future Gaither concerts, events, those fun cruises, and all the happenings.
Get the latest scoop on videos and new projects, link up to our social media and Facebook, and you can leave us a note.
All this and more at homecomingradio.com. That's homecomingradio.com. homecomingstations.com.
You are so right, Joyce. And we have over 100 great homecoming stations in the state of Texas, a big old state. And stations like KASV, KJRT, KPYN, I could go down the list. Just know that we love you all, and we give you a big
salute.
And we're out of time, but we'll be back here soon. Join us next time. It just wouldn't be the same without you. See you later, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com, and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com. And we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.